Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, we're still working on some of the players that had some of the...
So, just to correct, we talked about this really quickly about the Tanya Roberts incident. Nobody had her anyway, so it'd be cool to have somebody that could have pulled that back from them. A dead boy, nah, you don't have that. But she was only 65, so nobody had her on the list anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's still circling from what we hear.
Well, I realize that, but she's not dead.
Not soon enough for the husband, apparently.
I wasn't exactly sure what happened on that deal. I know that the publicist got a call
from the husband
while he was on the phone to someone saying, oh, it's too bad she's dead, and he gets a call and says she's not dead.
Well, so it was a husband.
Yeah, the story I read was the husband called the agent and said she's dead, so the agent puts out the statement.
After he died in, she died in his arms.
Or so the publicist mistook what the guy said.
Perhaps.
But they said he'd also been calling family friends.
Yeah, how do you mistake
and saying she's dead?
Dead is not alive.
And then
she's
the hospital
alive.
The hospital got the story yesterday morning with the rest of us and went, no.
You got to wonder why the husband thought that, because you don't.
The pillow didn't take.
You don't get anything from lying about that.
No. What's the benefit?
Yeah, there is no benefit to lying about this.
No.
So you have to think the guy just got some bad information somehow. Oh, God.
I've been trying to sing this all morning.
No, you haven't.
I know.
This is hideous.
Yeah, I'm just going to play the clip. Just the.
This is absolutely hideous.
Here, just right here. It's coming right here.
Yeah.
There you go. I just died
in your arms tonight. You're horrible.
That's what he said.
You are horrible. You specifically are horrible.
Who doesn't love a cutting crew?
All right. Here's what CNN says. The husband called the publicist on Sunday night, said she had died. Phone call Monday morning. O'Brien, that's the husband, told CNN he was distraught after saying goodbye to her, left Cedars-Sinai, believing it would be the last time he saw her.
Oh.
So yesterday morning, he was notified by the hospital. She didn't die in your arms.
Well, that was Push's line. I love the song. I don't care. Yeah. Must have been something you said. Like
they said it was a coincidence that O'Brien, again, that's the husband or the partner, I was doing an interview with Inside Edition when the hospital called.
You got to wait. I'm going to leave the hospital. I got lunch. I'll see you later. Put a couple tubes in her, I'll be back. Come on, wait. You got to stay there and see if she dies. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through this. You go to the nurse's station. You go to the doctor and say, hey, somebody should call it. You wait till somebody calls it.
I wish I could have been at the hospital.
Well, what was his deal? Was he actually with her?
Yeah.
They didn't kick him out at some point?
No, apparently he did. He was. He left thinking the last time he'd seen her. So
sounds
she wasn't
like
dead.
He left on his own thinking that was the last time he was ever going to see her.
He said she died in his arms.
She did say that, right?
Yeah. He did. Yeah. He literally did.
And then she said this.
You are horrible.
I just died. Oh, that's a sad song. It must have been something you said. Yeah. Cutting crew.
Whoa.
I think I nailed it. It's too early.
Got it.
It's too early. I couldn't do it. My
you
voice,
got it, man.
My voice was not ready to
no,
go.
No, you got
that
it.
That early. You give me 3 hours, I hit that note.
That's a pretty tough note.
Yeah, it is. I might not hit it. I might get around it. But I ain't hitting it now. I'm nowhere near the board. That's why I played the song.
He was only allowed limited contact and said what he believed were his final goodbyes, and then I figured that they shuffled him out.
That's apparently what happened. Yeah. But then why say it? the hospital, everybody's screwed up here. Everybody, especially Craig, if she survives and just walks out of there.
Well, she's not going to.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You are such a dad.
She's not going to.
Right. The media outlets for going with it.
Well, they have to. They're just going with the, you always go with the information the publicist gives you.
Yeah, but when I saw it on Twitter yesterday for the first time,
but
it, it was TMZ. Oh, hey, Tanya Roberts isn't dead.
And the publicist has no reason not to believe the partner.
Well, I still think that the partner was sincere.
Oh, I think so, too. Because, like you said, what's the benefit of lying about something like that?
None. Unless he's a lot older than her and just forgot. You know, maybe married somebody, maybe who's like 80-something.
Yeah, I don't know his story.
I'm glad
he says he doesn't know who to blame for the mix-up.
Dude.
Tanya Roberts, she didn't die. Blame her.
Sounds like you are the source.
Yeah,
he turned around and she's completely passed out cold. He thought that was that. She wasn't going to recover. Went down to the elevator, distraught, lost, discombobulated. Called the publicist and told him that he had just said goodbye. So the publicist may have gotten the information bad.
Oh, he didn't say, she's dead now. He said,
like Craig,
I just said goodbye.
Craig would be a great publicist. He would call the hospital. You know that Tanya Roberts? Yeah, she's dead now.
Yeah, but that's a little more definitive than right. I just said goodbye.
Yes, it is. Obviously, it's a sad situation. And cutting crew makes it sadder.
You make it sadder.
Blame me.
I am.
I'm the bad guy.
Yes, you are. You are the bad guy here.
Todd said, before the break, Puss said, I just died. She died in his arms. And, of course, that's the song. Well,
that's
thing.
A beautiful
and
thing.
I went, huh? Still can't nail that right now.
Nah, you got it, man.
No. And so I looked in, and believe it or not, for some reason, in our system, we had cutting crew. You must have put that in there before, Puss, for some other reason, man. But
who knows?
I think it's for this reason, and you're both just horrible
people.
When
I saw
people.
It was in my computer here, I thought, oh, that's the best. I got cutting crew.
And you don't get to get all high and mighty here, Craig. You teed up the 500 miles or the goose on the table or something yesterday.
That's got nothing to do with...
No, Nick
just
teed
as horrible.
Up, Nick teed up 500 push-ups.
No, that is not nearly as horrible.
Craig teed up goose.
It's just as horrible. So don't
nobody had Tanya Roberts. I was hoping somebody would actually get that pulled away from their list.
I think we have rejected hits before,
but not that
because
way.
because they weren't famous enough,
right?
Not because it didn't take.
It didn't take, right?
Yeah, we've never had to retract one.
No,
sorry, we're gonna take points off the board.
No, right. I think we have once.
Hold your card.
Really?
Yeah, for one of those for a terrorist that we were looking for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Thought
right.
we got him and then found out we didn't.
Yeah.
But that was years ago.
Yeah.
I think maybe that happened once.
Other players that had Tommy Lasorda include but are not limited to Throbbing Crusader.
Robin.
Thurston Howell III gets a hit.
Oh, man.
Tickle Me Huckabee gets a hit, as does Tidy Whitey Toe Twirl.
Well, yeah.
TNT for Ricketts for president, apparently. That's a pack.
No, he's going to be president.
Yeah, that's a false organization.
Yeah, it is. That's fake news. Yeah.
He's my president.
Yep.
Todd and the Front Yard Chickens. That's a hit.
Great band name.
Chickles.
Yeah.
I call them Chickles.
It's funny when you do that.
Nobody calls them that. That'd be stupid.
Todd's Bedroom Eyes gets a hit.
All right. Some cuck's watching you, Todd.
Somebody's seen him.
Yeah.
I thought his bedroom eyes across were closed.
Across the room.
Yep, yep.
Todd's caddy's brother gets a hit.
That's an actual guy.
I would hope so.
Yeah, he's
Scott caddy.
He's from Lincoln, and his brother Scott caddies all over the country.
Oh, so that's his name. Okay, yeah. Got it.
I think the caddy now is working for the Corn Ferry Tour. He carries somebody's bag on the Corn Ferry Tour.
There's a Corn Ferry Tour?
That's the sponsor. That it used to be the web.com, the Nike Tour. It's the minor leagues.
What the hell's Corn Ferry?
Some financial organization.
Yeah, consulting firm type thing.
Well, it was Nike. It was there was a Nike Tour at one point.
It was web.com.
Web.com for years.
The one
that comes through this town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's Corn Ferry?
Yep.
Ferry like a boat or ferry like Tinkerbell?
F-E-R-R-Y.
Correct.
I think they knew.
So for since they don't know how to answer your question, that's like a boat.
Yeah.
The E.
Yeah, they don't know how to answer your question. No. They're not sure which it is. No, it's
like
the one with the E, though.
Like your dad, Nick.
Here's the only thing I know about Korn Ferry. They sponsor a golf tour.
Right.
Other than that, I have no idea what they're all about.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Todd's floor aeration service gets a hit.
One hole at a time.
Yeah. Yep. Aerate your floor.
We did
for the season.
Help with the airflow in the house. Yeah.
We ripped out the carpet in my office there. So
oh, you ripped out the carpet.
I can see where the bullet hole went.
Oh, you can?
When you say we, you mean some dudes that you hired.
No, no.
So you see the bullet hole now.
Yeah.
Where is it, you think? Is it down into the did it go the whole way through to the garage, you
yeah.
think?
It clipped the top of the fridge. I saw where it clipped the top of the fridge.
Where is it now?
The bullet?
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Okay.
I just know where the exit wound was, where the entry wound was, and where it hit the fridge.
The universe has reclaimed it after that.
Yeah, it's just a little 9mm slug, so it probably got crushed. And
yeah, says the guy who didn't get shot.
Right. Might be behind the fridge.
Yeah.
Could be wherever. That garage is.
Yeah. Ask the fridge how little that 9mm slug felt.
You're lucky you didn't shoot through your foot.
Didn't feel a thing. Oh, I'm smart enough to aim way away from my foot.
You were it went
through
off.
The floor.
You weren't aiming anywhere.
Not smart enough to see if there was one in the chamber.
You were not smart enough to check and see if there's still one in the chamber.
And your wife was home when that happened?
Yep.
Didn't see the dogs for a year and a half after that. They were just hiding.
Yeah, I don't know if the dogs got scared.
Now you kept that story quiet for so long before you told us.
I do.
That's impressive.
Oh, because it's a constant abuse, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The better question is why he decided to share it with us finally.
Yeah.
Knowing this would happen.
Yeah. We all do that. We share stuff we don't think we should after a while.
Well, it's a great story.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, I did kind of feel obligated.
Yeah, since nobody was hurt.
And I sat on it for a long, long time.
Yes, you did.
To save myself a couple of years of agony. But then I felt it's my duty.
It was your duty
to tell you.
You said duty.
Here's what I did.
Aerated the floor.
I mean, that's most radio shows.
Well, the carpet grows back better the next season.
They would sit around.
It's like a starfish.
Brag about all the smart stuff that they did.
No,
that's not us.
Nope, not us at all.
We got to tell you about the stupid stuff that we did.
So when you hate us, nobody hates us more than we do. Really. You know, those emails and stuff are just hilarious to us. Seriously, they really are.
Did you see that meme that said if you could get $50,000 but the person you hate the most in the world would get $100,000, would you do it? And somebody responded like, why wouldn't I want $150,000?
Oh, what a great line. What a great line. And even before that, yes.
Yeah.
People loved your would you rather yesterday, Nick, although they were grossed out by it the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. There's not a good choice there.
Eat your grandmother alive or dead. That's pretty much what it was. I think we all chose dead, right?
Pushed his cringed again.
Except the fact, yeah.
Yeah, check out this week's episode of Shameless. There's a bit of a dipping a toe into that area.
Okay. Incest?
No. No, but it involves a very old lady.
Oh, okay. And dipping more than a toe then. Oh. Yeah. Oh. A vista.
Right. It's hilarious.
I'm sure.
They don't show it to you. They just allude to it.
But yes, if the person I hated the most, that's a big list. But I would think that, I would take 50 grand if they got 100. I don't care. Because, first of all, the person I hate the most is not just a regular guy walking around. I don't really hate anybody in my personal life. You know what I mean? So it'd be somebody that's famous and they got money anyways. Who cares if they get another $100,000?
You don't have a mortal enemy?
No, I don't really care.
Yeah, it's exhausting to hate somebody personally.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because then those kind of people, you just jettison from your life. You don't hang out, you know?
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, you let that happen. It can consume your soul.
Right. Hey, gentlemen, we don't know. It's not the point. British TV actor.
But you're right, Nick. I would have $150,000. I know.
That response was perfect.
Easily. What about him, Craig? Sorry.
Guy over in England, Harry Visinoni.
Yep.
Visinoni, whatever. Yep. He's on their soap opera, Coronation Street. Says he went to the bathroom in his apartment, found a 4-foot python slithering on the toilet.
Burn it down.
God.
Burn it down.
He and the girlfriend closed the door, sealed the room, called animal rescue. They captured the snake, which they believe, here's the deal, they believe this snake belonged to the previous owner of the apartment who had died several months earlier.
Oh, where was it? In the walls or something?
They don't know.
Oh, my God. Easily.
But now they've figured out that this python has been in their apartment the entire time they've been living there.
Oh, my God. It could have strangled them in their sleep.
It's terrifying. It could have mated and reproduced in the walls, and there's more.
Yeah, you got to move.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah, you got to get out of there.
Was there more than one?
Did they lose their cat or dog within the first week?
They didn't know anything about it.
Well, you didn't know there was one, so you don't know if there's another one.
You're right.
Man.
Now I want my deposit back.
Wouldn't you almost rather hear that it like crawled up through the toilet?
Yes.
I guess they can't crawl. They'd slither.
Then it was there the whole time.
Yeah.
They're lucky they're alive. They're really lucky they're alive.
And then you're going to move, and then you're going to move into someplace new and go, well, what's
right.
lurking in here?
Right.
You're never going to feel safe.
And you got to go to the bathroom.
Right. I'm going to need you to tear down all the walls.
Yeah.
So we can see what's inside.
Yeah, single-handedly, you're going to have to build your own house to make sure that you know exactly what is and isn't in there.
There was a guy in Australia that decided to live with a gigantic huntsman spider.
There'd be two pythons in my bed then.
You're going to have to tell that other guy to leave.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Nick. It wasn't me. Yeah. It's the other guy.
There was a guy in Australia that decided to live with a gigantic huntsman spider in his home.
How gigantic is a huntsman spider?
I'm going to post a picture. Okay. About a 12-inch leg span.
Oh, my God.
Oh, are they size of a almost, dinner plate, they
And almost
say.
2 inches body length.
Are they...
So that's about the size of a panfish.
Are they poisonous?
It's large.
I have no idea what a panfish is. Give me something. Give me a normal everyday object, Todd.
A bluegill? A crappie?
A dinner plate.
They're about as big around
as a dinner plate.
Thank you. Are they poisonous?
No.
Okay. People hate spiders, man.
They're creepy.
He said he hopes that this gigantic huntsman spider will grow some more as time goes on. He says that he allows the huntsman spider in his house due to their appetite for cockroaches. They don't use toxic kill all chemicals for pests, he explained to IFL Science. They have named the spider Charlotte.
Of course.
No.
To make it easier for their son and daughter to live with the spider.
Oh, man, they're raising some freaks.
Check out the pictures on Twitter.
All right.
I'm trying to put it on Facebook.
Do they love it and hug it? No, they don't touch it.
Look how cute
the spider is sleeping there.
Looks a little delicate. And it also looks to be about the size of your dog.
They produce venom that they are unlikely to use it on humans. They prefer to run away rather than bite.
Oh, my God.
Unlikely.
And if they were to bite you, the effects would be mild.
Oh, my God. That's spooky looking.
And they're fast.
At TNT Radio. Oh, and it's fast?
Yeah.
No way.
Live with that in your house.
Like Puss put on Twitter. Oh, hell no.
It looks like a Halloween decoration.
It does. Until it runs really fast
right
at you, Nick.
They're not going to hurt you, though, right?
I don't care. You wouldn't have that thing
there.
What
a bunch of pussies you are.
You wouldn't have that.
You're going to go to sleep in a house knowing that there's a spider the size of a dinner plate just lurking somewhere.
No, he would not.
It isn't likely to bite you.
No.
Right. And he's going to eat all the cockroaches.
No, your dog's going to eat that thing.
Maybe.
Right.
Dog might lose that fight.
Yeah, you're right.
Your dog certainly would.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I don't think dogs and that spider could coexist.
No.
This is like how big I expect a spider to be when my wife yells that there's a spider.
I know. I got to do that all the time, you know. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
You'd have to kill that thing with a baseball bat.
Check it out at TNT Radio Empire.
I think you kill it with fire.
I think you burn that thing to the ground. Yeah.
I'm trying to put it on Facebook, but Facebook's not letting me. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Censorship.
No, I can't find a button that says post.
Oh.
Something's changed here.
Well, they took that away.
A woman out of Canada has been charged for trying to use a loophole to get out of a local COVID curfew in Quebec. A curfew has taken effect requiring that residents stay at home from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. daily for 4 weeks.
All because COVID's killing people, right?
Yeah. But there are certain exceptions, like walking a dog, that are included.
How about walking your spider?
Police apparently found a woman out walking during the curfew with her boyfriend on a leash. When asked what she was doing, the woman said she was walking her dog.
Bitch. Walking my dog, bitch.
The couple refused to cooperate with police. Now they're looking at fines of up to $6,000.
Well, first of all, if that's happening to me,
taking the boyfriend out on a leash for a walk,
I'm taking advantage and I'm pooping in the yard. I am pooping outside.
Well, the police don't agree that he is her dog.
Make sure you bring a baggie, honey. I got one ready to go. In fact, a Target bag is about what you need for this one.
She'd be carrying it around.
Right. And during the discussion, I'd be sniffing the cop's ass. No, I'm a dog.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Was he on all fours?
If you want to break the curfew, just buy a freaking dog. You know? Yeah, was he on all fours? That's like the second question Nick always asks.
Apparently. Yeah, he does.
Before we move on. Gotta know.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.